Hi, it's Roger here from whatsondisneyplus.com. A quick news update for you guys, letting you know that Disney Plus is now profitable. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. So way back before Disney Plus even launched back in 2019, Disney said that by 2024, Disney Plus would become profitable. They said it was going to be a five-year process, and well, they've done it. During the recent quarterly results, they revealed that their entertainment streaming service side, which includes Hulu and Disney Plus, hit profitability for the very first time, though the whole streaming unit was still down a little bit, about 18 million because of ESPN content. Next month, they are considering they will have another loss due to some issues in India, but they are expecting then in the fourth quarter of this year that they will be full profitable for the very first time across all of their streaming. So this is a big thing. Wall Street has been on at the streaming services to become profitable, and this is why we have seen such radical changes in how Disney Plus operates. A drastic cutback in the amount of originals being created for the platform. We've seen removals of originals. We've seen slowdown in the amount of countries that they're launching in, price rises, the ad tier, and them doing bundles with companies like Charter. That has all had an impact on pushing up the value of Disney Plus. Now, there was no way that when Disney Plus originally launched back at that really low price with no ads, that that was ever going to stick. This was get you in, get you hooked, and they've been sort of jumping up the price. Now, over the years, they've been adding more stuff to it. Definitely, I think, with the addition of the Star content and with the Hulu on Disney Plus side of things, and then soon to be, we're going to be getting ESPN content as well later this year. They're really starting to sort of ramp in and turning it into a big platform. So it's going to be a big thing. I definitely feel, for me personally, it feels like the biggest problem with Disney Plus had was trying to fill the gaps that the other streaming services had when together they offered a complete platform to go up against Netflix and Amazon. And at the time, all the while they were separated, they were never fully really going to be able to get to that next stage to become a full-fledged streaming service. So they revealed that they now have over 153.6 million subscribers globally, which is up about 3-4 million from last quarter. They went up about 6+ million in the United States, because I think that's primarily due to the Charter deal with, so if you're a Spectrum cable subscriber, you now get included with ads for free. Now again, they are getting paid for those subscribers, so yeah, it's a bit of a discount on it, but they're still getting paid for them. They did go down here in like internationally, primarily that's due to the price rises they brought in, also a drop in Hotstar because they haven't got the cricket on right now. Also, ESPN Plus dropped a little bit because of all the sports are being over. Hulu did go up a little bit. I don't know whether or not that's interconnected with the launch of Hulu on Disney Plus, where people might have sort of jumped in and got that. But yeah, so definitely good news for them. They also revealed they've got over 22 million subscribers globally now on the ad tier, and that's just going to continue to grow as they keep doing these deals with other cable companies and telephone companies. But also, I think that low price is what they're going to keep pushing on. So yeah, so now this is going into a new stage. Now, this is where things start getting interesting. They're going to need to keep this going for a while, and then they're going to have to start ramping up, making more money, because it's not just a case of being, you know, just breaking even. They're going to have to start making money on it. But things are definitely starting to look up. They are looking now at, like, they've been drastically cutting back on the amount of content they're creating. They want to create better content, cheaper content as well. I think, you know, trying to cut the budgets on the films and the shows a little bit. They also spoke about the fact that, you know, with Marvel, you know, we're probably likely just to see two series a year, maybe two or three films a year, going to be a little bit less. And yeah, just overall, I'm just focusing a little bit now more on the quality aspect, which is kind of, I think, makes sense. And in some ways, when you actually look at what Disney was putting out, they were putting out so much across all these different platforms, you know, between Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and then Hotstar, and then you've got the linear channels and all these different things. If you bring them all together, you know, there's a lot of content there, and it's that kind of thing. If they spread it all out, I mean, you'd only have to look now at what Disney Plus in the US gets on a daily basis because of the addition of Hulu. On its own, Disney Plus isn't really adding a lot, but when you put in the Hulu content, there's a lot of stuff dropping in, new episodes of big shows, etc. And I think that's all going to have a big impact moving forward. But yeah, so we're definitely in a new zone now where Disney Plus isn't profitable. It is going to be interesting how all this goes. The stock market didn't react too great to the news compared to what I would have expected, but that was because they did kind of give a little bit of a warning about the parks being a little bit soft this summer. like they say that the pandemic as kind of the boost after that has gone off. Now, whether or not that's a little bit due to the fact that Disney pushed up their prices and removed stuff, and that's a whole other topic that I wanted to get in on. But nevertheless, Disney Plus is definitely moving into a new era, and that's good. I think this is what we've been waiting for, and it's nice to see them get there. But again, next month it will be making a loss. They have said that already, so expectations at that point. But let us know, what do you think of all this? Do you think it's good? Do you not? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Also, if you could, become a subscriber. And also, if you really, really like my content, consider becoming a YouTube channel member, because that would really, really help. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.